New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
We're joined now by Peter Brooks of the Heritage Foundation. I'm glad, Peter, to have you here because, you know, we're talking about this issue of Syria, a U.S. jet shooting down a Syrian jet the other day, Russia following up by shutting off its deconfliction line, its phone line in which it's connected to the United States. And now the Russia saying, warning that U.S. fighter jets might actually be a potential target of theirs. They'll begin tracking them and identifying where they are, although they've come short of saying that they would actually shoot them down. How do you assess the current state of affairs in Syria and what's changed over the past few days?
Well, obviously, the Russians are concerned about their Syrian allies and what the United States did to protect its aligned forces in Syria. And I think that the Russians, I wouldn't say this is bluster, but it's certainly a warning. It's trying to deter the United States from getting further involved in Syrian forces operations. Because remember, we're basically focused on ISIS, on the Islamic State and the assault on Raqqa. But Russia has bigger issues here. Obviously, the support of the regime of Bashar al-Assad and what happens after ISIS collapses.
Do you think that this will cool down now? I mean, for Russia to say that they're tracking our jets, the United States has not responded nicely to that. We have Joe Dunford saying, you know, talking about that they're still communicating with the Russians, but that, you know, they're not. The United States is serious about the fact that, you know, if Russia starts shooting jets out, we will fight back.
Oh, absolutely. We have to protect our forces, whether they're on the ground or in the air. Nobody wants to see this situation escalate, especially when we're focusing on the assault on Raqqa. But the Russians, you know, their wording was very careful. They talked about following or tracking, air targets. I mean, they're already doing that in many ways. And they have the capability to track our aircraft over Raqqa with the surface-to-air missile and radar complexes they have in Syria already. I think they're just, like I said, this hopefully will come back to the communications hotline. We saw tensions heat up when we sent those cruise missiles into the Syrian air base after the chemical weapons attack by the Bashar al-Assad regime against those innocent civilians. And they ultimately, after breaking off communications, they came back. So I think that the people at the Pentagon and in Russia are certainly working hard now to reestablish those communications, but they may be in difficult times for a short period.
The United States is doing a delicate dance. We don't want to get involved in the Syrian civil war. We're just trying to keep it very focused and small. Is it possible to keep this going? Is it possible to keep this from becoming a U.S.-Russian war that's fought in Syria?
Well, I don't think either side wants that. Either Moscow or Washington wants a war, certainly between those two major powers. But there's a lot more going on. I mean, if you open the aperture beyond Raqqa and look at what's going on in Syria, there's still a major civil war going on. And a lot of these times where U.S. forces or U.S. aligned forces are coming close to having contact with Syrian forces. I mean, we had U.S. forces attack Syrian ground forces, or I would say pro-regime forces, back in May that were getting close to U.S. forces or U.S. aligned forces. So these groups, these pro-regime forces and anti-regime forces, anti-ISIS forces, are coming in contact with each other because people are thinking beyond Raqqa. ISIS is in dire straits now, and they're thinking about what happens after that. And both, I think all sides are looking at the Euphrates Valley, a place called Deir ez-Zor. And this is for Iran and the regime in Damascus, very important territory. And many people really have their designs on that. I wouldn't say the United States does unless it involves ISIS. But Iran wants a road that leads from Iran to Iraq to Syria to Hezbollah in Lebanon. And the Euphrates River Valley is critically important piece of territory. And I think that's why Syrian forces, pro-regime forces are advancing. And once again, Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, wants to take back his country.
So, you know, I'd like some clarity on this. You know, something that you might be able to tell me better than I know now, which is to say that the U.S. shot down a Syrian plane because Syria was attacking U.S.-based forces that were trying to capture Raqqa, not U.S.-backed forces, rather.
Yes.
Why are Syrian jets attacking U.S.-backed forces attempting to take Raqqa from ISIS, which Syria clearly wants to root out?
Well, you know, my understanding of it is, the way I see it, is that Syrian forces want to root out all opposition forces, and that these forces that the U.S. is currently backing to take Raqqa may turn on the regime after ISIS is vanquished. Now, once again, I don't think ISIS is necessarily going to be vanquished after Raqqa falls. I think they'll turn into an insurgency. There'll be all sorts of potential scenarios. But the regime sees any of these militant groups, whether U.S.-backed or you know, the Kurds or otherwise, they see them as opponents.
Right.
And when they have opportunities, they will try to diminish their capabilities. So remember, Syria wants to take back the country.
It must be lovely to live in a country where everyone's a candidate for death. Peter Brooks, thank you, sir, for joining us.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.